There will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun, in the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. And they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We celebrate Jesus. We gather together to worship Jesus, to remember what Jesus did for us. And here, hundreds of years before the coming of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah spoke light in the darkness. Spoke the promise of a child born. Now that's not too unusual. A child is born. But this is not just a child born, this is a son given. So this is someone who already existed as the Son for eternity, is now given as a gift to us his people. A child born, a son given. God the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. What's his name? Wonderful Counselor. Need a counselor? Yes. Jesus is that counselor. He's the Wonderful Counselor. He's the one who says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, cast your cares upon me because I care about you. Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. Jesus is Mighty God. He is Mighty God from all eternity. The Alpha and Omega, the one who is, the one who was, the one who always shall be. The Infinite One, Mighty God. Everlasting Father, Father of eternity. He is the one who birthed time. He created everything that exists. Jesus is the Father of eternity, Everlasting Father. No beginning, no end. And he is the Prince of Peace. Jesus brings peace to us. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Reconciliation to a holy God, sinful men, because now our sins are paid for. Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the child born, the son given. We celebrate, we remember who Jesus is, what he's done for us. We take bread and juice as he instructed with his disciples. He says, do this as often as you do it to remember me. So we want to remember who Jesus is, the eternal God, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the one who brings us peace, the one who cares for us, our Wonderful Counselor. We want to remember, we want to worship, we want to commune with him this morning. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in Jesus for your salvation, for your eternal hope and eternal life, you're invited to participate with us. Take bread, take juice. We'll all be served, and then we'll take that together in just a moment. Let's thank him. Father, you are so good to send your only Son to be our Savior, to be our Deliverer, to be our propitiation, appeasing your wrath against our sin so that we can now be welcomed back into your presence, forgiven. Jesus, thank you for willingly, gladly coming to lay down your life for sinners, wretches like us, unworthy. And yet you chose to love us. You chose to die for us in our place as our substitute, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Holy Spirit, thank you for stirring in our hearts an appreciation for the beauty of who Jesus is, what he's done for us. Thank you for opening our blind eyes, opening our hard hearts, opening our deaf ears to hear the good news that Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sin. Thank you for the gift of eternal life to all who believe. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us of the body of Jesus broken and his blood poured out. Thank you for the gift you have given to us. We receive in Jesus' name. Jesus, Messiah, our King, we were those who were in deep darkness. And you shone your light into the darkness of our cold, dead hearts and brought life where there was no life. You have brought joy, the joy of a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Thank you for paying the ultimate price so that we could have the ultimate gift, the gift of eternal life, a relationship with you forever. Thank you that we can taste that just a little bit now, and we look forward one day to seeing you, Jesus, face to face. We look forward to that day, and we remember what you've done for us. Thank you for this bread and this juice, in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood shed for you. Drink.